Good afternoon on this blustery Daytona Beach day. Well, we appreciate you being here. It's really an exciting opportunity to celebrate so many milestones that we're enjoying through this Daytona Rising project. And what we're going to enjoy today is really the opening of vertical transportation. One of the things that we found out early on from our fans is, how do you get me up and down this property a lot quicker, a lot better, a lot easier than what we've been doing the last couple decades? So for us, that's an important part of the future, and we're excited to announce it today. So when you think about what we're going to do, we're going to actually unveil this escalator opportunity, but we will have 40 escalators in the new property. We'll have 17 elevators. We will set the mark now from a sporting property having the best vertical transportation in the business. I'm not sure anyone else can really enjoy that claim to fame that the World Center of Racing will claim here shortly. We're going to have two special guests join us today for that. So I'm going to introduce them each, talk a little bit about what we're going to do, and then ask them to approach the stadium. So our special guest for today is Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 Dow Chemical Company, American Ethanol, Cherio's, Bass Pro Shops, Chevrolet SS for Richard Childress Racing. Austin, thank you for being here. We really appreciate that. And of course, Richard Childress, owner of Richard Childress Racing. Richard, thank you for being here. They will compete in the first and probably only Daytona Rising Escalator Duel. So they're going to race to the top of the 150-foot grandstand using the new escalators and stairs. Oh, by the way, we did come up with some interesting rules for this event. Richard will get to use the escalators. Austin will use the stairs. And so, not that we're creating an unfair competition, but we think it was an appropriate way to divvy up the responsibilities. But we're going to ask each to make stops along the way to collect items related to the new amenities with our property. And our ticket holders are going to help us kind of put on a great event today. Now, for a fair race, we are going to add a restrictor plate, and that is Austin has to walk, no running up the stairs or no running on the concourses, so that'll be the restrictor plate. And I'm sure by the end of the competition, Austin will have some comments to me like he would to NASCAR about restrictor plates as well, so we fully expect that. But at the end of the day, they're going to enjoy really the experience, and one of those will walk away with our escalator duel trophy that we'll crown at the top. After I introduce both to take the microphone and have some fun, we'll take a couple minutes to get everyone stationed, meaning the cameras, the fans. So we'll have a little bit of a break when we're done with this to get you positioned quite well. Also, I want to introduce a special guest with us here today, Daryl Toll, CEO of Florida Hospital. Daryl, we appreciate you being here. This is the Florida Hospital injector. So Daryl will wave the green flag to enjoy it. Now, the last thing I want to do is have a little fun and ask Richard to take the microphone, but I wanted to pull a picture out of maybe some days when Richard was in here, maybe in the late 60s or so. And so what we have here is a photo from the late 60s, and it's a driver photo. And you see Richard on the left, and there he is in his fire suit and his cowboy boots. And so just wanted to share with you guys how long Richard's been coming and the great look. Now, Richard knows he's seen this photo before because I found this personally because my dad is in the middle when he was racing a car. But obviously, the real important people on this are Richard. So I thought to myself, what a better way to have Richard take the mic and show him a picture from the late 60s when he was here and what it's like to come to Daytona for so many years and see what we've done and see what we're doing today. So with that, Richard, it's all yours.
Thank you, Joey. Wow, what do y'all think about this? It's going to be incredible. We just went up and took a view from atop up there, and there's not going to be a bad seat in the house. And speaking of seats, these seats are wider. They got cup holders, just amazing. Talk a little bit about history. I came here the first time in 1965. That means I'm a little old, I guess. But I came down here with Wayne Smith, stayed in a tent out here at Nova Road Campgrounds, and came back in 69 and stayed in a little camper. Four or five of us was in it. So things have changed a lot. And I remember the stands here was just one row of seats all along the bottom. But it's changed so much, and I'm so proud to be part of it and be here today with a lot of you guys and ladies that have seen a lot of racing here. I understand a lot of you all have had tickets for quite a few years, and thank you for your support of our sport. Thank you for your support of Daytona Speedway, and pull for the old man today.
Well, on that note, That picture was pretty cool, my grandfather. Luckily, I brought my cowboy boots today, too. He was racing in his back in the day. So it's pretty special to be here. Like Joey said, this is an awesome change to the Speedway that's really going to help you guys enjoy our racing and hopefully put on a great show for you. The view, like he said, is great. Heck, I'm going to come up here for the truck race. I'm running in the Xfinity and the NASCAR Cup race on Sunday. So hope you guys get to all enjoy those races and be a part of it. Also, my sponsor, Dow, has a lot to do with what's going on here at the Speedway with the Theramax that's in the walls of the new stadium here pretty much. So it's pretty awesome to see all that's going on with Daytona, and I'm glad you guys are here. I'm sorry I'm talking a little fast. I got my wisdom teeth out 4 days ago. So the good thing is I can still beat my grandfather with my wisdom teeth out, and hope you guys enjoy the race.